Hello and welcome to Foundation Nation. I'm your host, Matthew Cote. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about some interesting recent goings-ons in our beautiful state and maybe even a few things going on in this amazing round thing we call home. Hello, welcome to Foundation Nation. I'm Matthew Cote, your host, along with co-host Jay.
Hi, my name is Jay Salmi, owner of Jay's Technology Solutions. Matt, let's start the frivolity.
Frivolity. So what's been going on?
We had some fun over the weekend.
What'd you do?
We got to go to Brick Alley in Port Orchard and meet five Lego Masters, and one of them was actually the winner of Lego Masters Season 4.
What? So what's Lego Masters?
It's a whole bunch of teams getting together and building Lego spur of the moment. They don't even know what they're building until moments before they have to build it. And they have a certain amount of time to build it and win that round.
So they have... How do they receive the Legos? Is it like under...
It's Lego, but they receive Lego. It. It's all right there.
So it's like they're standing in front of a hidden box or something?
No, no. They get told a theme.
Oh,
like,
a theme.
Like, let's say one theme was volcanoes.
Okay.
Right? And all the Lego brick is there for them. They just have to go and grab it and bring it back to their table. And it's teams of two. Right. And they build an epic design.
And this guy consistently won, and he was the champion.
Well,
is it elimination rounds?
They're elimination rounds.
Okay.
So his team never lost. His team actually won one of the rounds where his creation is actually forever put into a video game.
Oh, okay.
And you get it's like a little RC car, and the one that he made in real life got digitized and put into a video game forever.
Oh, wow.
It's actually a choice.
That's cool. Do you get monies or is that the reward?
They win money at the end. Was it $100,000, you know, split between the two?
Oh, between three people?
Or two people.
Two people.
Teams of two.
Teams of two. Okay.
Yeah.
So and, it's him plus one.
Him, Christopher, and Robert. Yep.
So what's their background?
Do you know? I don't remember everyone's background.
Okay.
I can be wrong, but I think Chris works at maybe Microsoft, I think.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. Or he did something for them for a little bit. I remember him mentioning something about Microsoft.
Okay.
But he's a business guy. And, oh, man, he's very charismatic.
Like, so
you listen to him talk and you just listen.
Listen. He's fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got a YouTube channel, Duck Bricks.
Duck Bricks?
Yep.
Oh, cool. What is that, duck like quack or just like they're coming at you and look out?
Well, Lego was one of their very first Lego designs was a wooden duck.
Of wood?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
All those years ago, you know, back in the last century.
I remember playing with the logs.
Those are Lincoln logs.
Oh, Lincoln's logs.
That's not Lego.
Oh, that's different. They link.
Yeah, that's to an extent. Yeah, a little notch on the end.
What does Lego stand for? Isn't it an acronym?
I don't remember right now.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I mean, it's got a pretty interesting history.
Got a really massive history.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a big following. Very powerful product.
It appreciates more than gold.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Like just the stock itself or?
No, the actual product. I bought some motors and receivers and controllers that were being retired. I purchased them right before being retired. And let's see, it was back in October or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I sold them for a 325% profit.
Wow. Why'd you sell them? Didn't need them?
I bought them strictly for
investment. Reason.
Yeah.
Oh.
I only had them for like 2 years.
Wow. Go Lego, go.
Yeah.
You know the Lego guys, the little people?
Minifigs.
Minifigs.
Yep.
Have they been the same more or less dimensions ever since, or were they ever bigger?
Some are bigger, some are smaller, depending on what the actual character is.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes their bodies change a little bit.
Slightly.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a child minifig, then their legs don't bend.
Oh,
shorter.
Yeah. That'd be cute.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a child one before.
Oh, yeah. We have lots of sets at our house, and we got lots of ones with the shorter legs because they're, you know, a kid or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So. I think I want to bring one next time. I want to look at it. A kid one that doesn't have bendy legs.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Okay. I think we'll work on that.
Foundation Nation is proudly sponsored by Jace Technology Solutions. Call Jace Technology Solutions at 253-376-7579 for all your computer repair, IT, and network solutions.
So something I wanted to talk about was AIs. There's a lot of AI things going on, and Apple's taken a little humble approach at launching its newest device.
Oh, yes.
What is it?
The Vision Pro.
Vision Pro.
Yes. It's similar to a VR headset.
Okay.
But
describe it to me. What does it look like?
It's imagine a ski mask.
Okay.
Right? Just thicker.
Ski mask.
Obviously, a little heavier.
You mean like a ski mask like Jason?
No, ski mask, like you're going skiing.
Oh, okay.
You know, well, down the slopes, you know, a ski mask just right over your eyes.
Oh, the goggles.
The goggles, yes. Oh, okay. Sorry. Ski goggles.
Ski goggles.
My apologies.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Got it. Ski goggles, they're thicker, a little bit heavier, tons of sensors and cameras on it.
Okay.
And I actually went and demoed one.
Okay. What was the experience like?
I was concerned, just like with VR for me, I get motion sickness.
Oh, yeah.
With VR. Nothing like that.
Why?
No motion sickness or nothing. They have done such an impeccable job at the refresh rates and the latency being so small.
Yeah.
That when you were looking through it, because you don't see out the Vision Pro with a clear glass.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Seeing an image of what's in front of you.
Oh, okay.
So there's cameras projecting
taking a picture
the image
of what's in front of you.
Live feed, right? You know, on the screen that's inside the Vision Pro.
Okay.
And I couldn't even tell.
You couldn't tell that you were looking at fake.
That I was looking at video.
It looked like normal.
Right.
Wow. That's cool.
And it was absolutely amazing. I never felt motion sick. I never felt nauseous like I would with VR. That's why I don't have VR.
Right.
I can't handle that.
You get dizzy.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people out there like that. And while experiencing the Vision Pro, they have these certain things that immerse you into a video or a picture or whatever, right?
Right.
You know how on a computer you have your desktop background, right?
Yeah.
Picture of whatever you want.
Yeah.
Right? You just throw a picture up there and that's your desktop background. In Vision Pro, your desktop background can be fully immersive. And what I mean by that is one of the backgrounds that they had you show or had you experience was in a mountain with a lake.
Okay.
You're literally right on the edge of the lake, like about ready to step into the water.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it looks so real. I literally felt like I could touch
the water
or the rocks.
So all your sensors were going off.
It was crazy how real it was. Huh. It literally makes 3D movies look like garbage.
Wow.
It was so impressive. And as you turn your head, you still see it.
So what's a primary purpose or function of this thing?
It's actually a wearable computer.
Okay.
So you can still do FaceTime. You can still do Zoom. You can still do Word, Excel, emails, surf the internet, all that.
Yeah.
You can actually hook up a keyboard, but they show you how to use finger gestures and voice control to search for stuff. Super intuitive.
Oh, wow.
It took me less than half a second to figure it out.
Wow.
She actually had the person that was demoing it for me. Uh-huh. She had to tell me to slow down so she can get through her spiel and show me what I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was so intuitive.
You don't really.
It was, you know, I was slowing down so she could show me more specific things that weren't necessarily as obvious.
Right. When are these things coming to be, you can buy them?
They've already started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that started earlier this month.
How much are they?
Depends on what size of hard drive.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
How much storage you need.
Right.
If you get the 1 terabyte and you need the glasses, you know, if you wear glasses like I do.
Oh, prescription.
You get a prescription lens that gets put in there.
Uh-huh.
It's just magnetic, so you can change it out. And so you can actually have other people in your household use it just by changing out the lens.
Oh, okay.
And it's magnetic, so it's super quick and easy.
Okay.
But for me, if you did the 1 terabyte and the prescription, you're looking at a little over $4,000.
$4,000?
But it's an Apple product.
Yeah, sure.
Their products are expensive, but their support is amazing.
Yeah.
Because you can't, I don't know of anywhere else you can buy a computer from, and then, and I'm saying this without a warranty or anything.
Right.
And go back in 3 months and saying, hey, I have this issue. And if you take it to the Apple store.
Right.
9 out of 10 times, they're able to fix it right on site. And then they go, okay, have a good day.
Okay, have a good day.
Yeah, there's no charge for it.
So right.
Sometimes that extra expense is worth it.
Apple's pretty superior.
Yeah, and being a guy that works on Windows PCs, I do agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, they do these things I mean, are they for kids or adults, or I mean, what's our primary like client or you know, like who are they for $4,000? Who are they targeting to buy these things?
I haven't seen or noticed really what their primary target is that I've really have a perception of. But when you think about it, if you have a home office, imagine being able to work at home and walk around your entire house and still work.
Sure.
From your computer, because you're wearing it. You can put all these screens up in AR, you know, augmented reality, basically, in front of you. And then if you need to start walking or do something else, you just start doing that and everything goes transparent and you see the real world around you. And you take care of what you need to. And then when you want to go back to work, you just go back to work wherever you're at.
I feel like I've heard about Boeing starting to do stuff like this, right?
Well, you've got you've got the Microsoft HoloLens that has been around for a while.
Right.
Lots of companies are using HoloLens because same style of technology, but the HoloLens is a clear goggles.
Oh, okay.
So there's no cameras and stuff. It's not fully enclosed.
Okay.
So you see everything like my glasses I have on right now.
Sure.
But then the HoloLens projects information on that clear glass lens.
Oh,
instead
okay.
Instead of being like an augmented reality.
Right. So you're seeing it live.
It's on the lens in front of you.
Okay. So it's like overlapping reality.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Same theory, just applied differently.
Okay. And I mean, I'm just thinking of some of the purposes, you know, if you could have engineers in the office and then technicians out in the field, you know, walking around saying, hey, this is what's going on this plane or this job or whatever, the engineer could like live, you know, talk to them and without having to, because I know a lot of engineers in the world, they're not on site. You know, a lot of engineering is done remotely, you know.
Oh, I've dealt with lots of them, yes.
Yeah, so having to have some eyes and ears in the field like that would be pretty amazing. $4,000 for a company, that's a reasonable.
Yeah,
that's reasonable.
It's not too bad. You know, I mean.
For a kid, no way.
No, not really for a kid. And like, let's say you do foundations, right, Matt?
I mean, yeah.
That's your primary company. That's what you do. Imagine being able to collaborate with someone in Germany about a new new foundation equipment to hold up the house or to lift the foundation.
Right.
And you can redesign it together in real space and virtual space at the same time. So you can have a product right in front of you. Person in Germany can say, oh, no, let's change this. They'll change something. Digitally, you can see what they changed and go, that works, but what if we change this angle just this much?
Okay.
Right? And you can manipulate that same object in real time virtually.
Right.
In a digital space. It's actually it's a nice thing. It really is.
Yeah, that's interesting because I mean, I know Apple, the phone is the same, and nothing's really changed. So coming up with a new product is probably pretty important to them.
Yeah, the iPhone has stayed the same concept, but they've increased the hardware and the software.
Made it more complicated, more stuff.
Because the iPhone 15 now will take, what's the term they use? Basically 3D videos, immersive videos. And you can view that on the Vision Pro as if you were still there.
Oh, sure. Okay. Okay.
So they actually showed a video when I did the demo of someone taking a video on an iPhone 15 Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to watch it, and I there was a birthday cake kid blowing out a cake and everything. And I felt like I just grabbed a piece and start eating it. It was crazy amazing.
So what are you thinking? Buy, don't buy?
Depends on your use.
Okay.
Right now, I don't have an immediate need,
mm-hmm.
but I do want one eventually because it'll free up my desk.
Oh, okay.
That's, you know what I do, Matt. I do, especially a lot of the remote meetings mm-hmm. and the remote support where I need to log into computers and take care of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being able to do that and not have to be tied to my desk mm-hmm. or tied to my iPad or tied to my laptop.
Yeah.
And I could just do it as I'm walking around
because mm-hmm.
there's so many times when I got to do updates and sure. scan for viruses and malware and stuff. And I start that scan. And then if I got nothing else I'm working on, I'm just sitting there waiting.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, if I'm wearing the Vision Pro, I start all that stuff and I walk around, get myself some water, grab a bite to eat, and it's there in the background. And when I see it's done, then move on.
All right. Well, that is it for today. So I guess it's buy, don't buy. Buy, maybe buy, maybe buy.
Well, for someone like myself, it's buy. It's okay. just a matter of when.
When.
So yeah. everyone's got to actually figure out their need and if it's really worthwhile for them.
Got it.
I always suggest go and play with the device before you buy it.
Okay. All right. Well, that could be a maybe. We'll have to see if I want to play with a $4,000 piece of sunglasses.
I guarantee you will be amazed.
Blow your mind, huh?
I went in watching already videos about people showing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, this will be okay. And then as soon as I took it off, I'm like, I don't want to take it off.
That's fun.
That it was absolutely amazing. I could almost smell the mountain air and smell the rain that started falling.
Well, then I think everybody should go try it at least.
At least try it, yes.
Okay.
All Even right. if you don't have an iPhone or an iPad and you have Android, I feel sorry for you. But go and demo the Vision Pro. It is amazing.
All right. Well, that's another episode. Thanks for talking about that. I'm going to say bye from underneath the SeaTac Airport, and we'll see you on the next show.
Have a good one, Matt.
Foundation Nation is proudly sponsored by Jace Technology Solutions. Call Jace Technology Solutions at 253-376-7579 for all your computer repair, IT, and network solutions.